Hallelujah. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the New Year's Eve service. Hallelujah. Good to have everyone here this evening. We're here to end off this year on a good note, because God is good to us. Amen. Let's stand and start praise and worship together this evening. To the top. You're not a man.
You're not a man, no. You're not a man, no. You're the God who opens doors no man can shut. You're not a man, no. You're not a man, no. You're the God of everything. No one.
One more time. Oh, you're not a man.
You're not a man, no. You're not a man. You're the God.
Of you this evening. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that your presence is in this place. We praise your name. And Father God, we just say our trust is in you. As it has been this year, God, we put our trust in you for this coming year. Hallelujah.
My trust is in you, yes, Lord.
trust is in you.
One more time.
I put it all in you. My trust is in you.
Yes, Lord, we worship your name this evening. Hallelujah.
Hey,
hey.
see what the Lord has done. Yes, see what the Lord has done. What we've waited for has come to pass. See what the Lord has done. Oh, yes, see what the Lord has done. Oh, see what the Lord has done. What we've waited for come to pass. See what the Lord has done.
Hallelujah, let's sing it all together.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. What we waited for has come to pass. See what the Lord has done. What we've waited for has come to pass. See what the Lord has done. Father, we see with your eyes, and we see, O God, that that which you have begun is already finished. And we thank you, Lord, for the manifestation of your glory, the awesomeness of your power. For Lord, O God, you are the God who, in your grace and your mercy, has restored our souls. You've established us, O God, in your loving kindness and your tender mercies. Your grace has been sufficient. Lord, tonight, in our time zone, we have gathered ourselves to express with thanksgiving that which you have done for us. You've met us, O God, at the point of our needs and met our needs according to your riches in glory. You've sustained us. You've kept us. You've healed our bodies. You've provided for us. We have much to thank you for. We thank you, Lord, O God, for the protection that you have accorded us. And we thank you for new beginnings, for a new day, a new year, a new season, a time, O God, of flourishing. Thank you, Lord, that your hand, O God, is upon our lives. You're raising us up by your Spirit. You're doing for us, O God, what man cannot do. You're doing exceedingly far beyond that which we dare ask or think. And Lord, O God, we are thankful to say this day, surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. We bless your holy name, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you. Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. What we've waited for has come to pass. Look what the Lord has done. Sing it again.
Look what the Lord has done.
See what the Lord has done.
See what the Lord has done.
What
we've
the Lord has done.
See what the Lord has done.
We praise you, Lord, for all you've done.
See what the Lord has done.
My God, you've done.
What we've waited for has come to pass. See what the Lord has done.
One more time. See what the Lord has done.
See what the Lord has done.
Hallelujah.
See what the Lord has done. What we've waited for has come to pass. See what the Lord has done.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. welcome to the crossover gathering. I bless you in that name that is above every other name, the name of our sovereign Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The year is not ended yet. For us, in our time zone, it's going to wrap up in about 2 hours. And there are things that need to be manifested in our lives that have not manifested yet. Things that we're going to give God thanks for and praise God for. Hallelujah. Praise God. Worship team, if you don't mind, just sit up in front. I'll need you back up in just a moment. You may be seated. There's so many things that are going to be happening tonight. Things that you didn't expect. Nobody but God knew about. That's still going to happen tonight. But before we go any further, I want to use the next 10 or 20 minutes as a time of you and I expressing thanks to God for what He's done already, for the things that happened in your life in 2023 that you're thankful for. Thanksgiving is one of the greatest things that you can express if you're going to get more from God. Unthankful people get little. Thankful people get more. The way you express your thanksgiving to God positions you for greater things, for God to do more in your life. You know, there was a time in the life of David when he was not thankful. And God said to him, because it was a time when he robbed another man of his wife. And God said to him, I brought you out of nothing. I made you king. I established you. I blessed you. I did everything for you. Why did you do this? Why did you do that? And God said something remarkable. He said, if what I have done for you was not enough, I would have done more. Isn't that incredible? God says, if you were not satisfied, I would have done more. All you needed to do is just ask. So part of thanksgiving, when you're expressing thanksgiving to God, is you're positioning yourself to be able to ask for more. Amen? Well, I'm going to start. I'm not going to talk about everything, but I'm going to start by thanking God. You know, many years ago, Mama and I came into this land. We came ourselves. And our firstborn son was in the tummy. We knew nobody in this land. Not a soul. But we came because this was where God said to come to. Some 42 years later, we have 3 sons, 7 grandchildren, and this year, 2023, we graduated to another class. we became great grand. That is enough to shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. You know, the day that we became great grand, I looked at the mirror and I said, who is great grand? With this face, with this look, I can move. I got it. I'm still very young and I'm a great grand. How does that happen? Well, I thank God. I want to thank God that this year I did not bury a church member another year. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That is enough to shout about. God is faithful. Hallelujah. I want to thank God that in spite of all the challenges, God is keeping us and we're here. Amen? No matter all the challenges we face this year, we're still here. I want to thank God for that. Praise God for His provision. I thank Him. What about you? Amen. Well, tonight, I want to give you an opportunity to give God thanks. Who wants to come and just give God thanks for something that God has done? Come. Sister Lindsay. Let's just do it about three minutes.
Keep it quick. Check.
Who else wants to come? Okay, line up.
Check, check.
Just
check, 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 check.
This mic is not working.
Check, check, check. Here
okay,
we go.
There we go.
I can keep it short. I am thankful for God's protection. There was a night where we were coming back from a movie, Chris and I in our vehicle, and I could have been T-boned. Someone wasn't looking at the light. It was a red for them and it was green for us. And I wasn't T-boned. She like we were looking at each other as we were going by. It was like, oh dear God, like that was my life that you saved there. And God treated us to a lot of free things this year. We went to a lot of basketball games, orchestra shows, and it's nice being spoiled by God. I like being treated. So,
amen. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Saved from accident.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
This year I have a lot to be thankful for, but I want to thank God for saving me from accident too on April 28th when I was coming from work. I could have died because people did not even believe that I know what I was talking about because of the other side of the car took the impact. So I am thankful that I'm here, I'm alive. This year we also got our citizenship. I'm thankful for battles that God fought for me that I don't know about. Miracles of sleeping and waking. And then the highlight for me this year is when we attended the funeral of my sister-in-law that went to be with the Lord. It was a challenging experience and a moment of reflection for me. People talked a lot about how she was there. Even in her pain, she was reaching out to people. So I'm thankful that she finished well, and she's the Lord, and yes, so.
Amen.
I'm thankful for
praise
that.
The Lord. Pastor Choice.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I'll try and make mine short, Papa.
No, that's good.
my testimony, is the kind of testimony you probably will hear in a financial seminar or in a conference with financial whatever it may be. But I want to thank God that our God is not just the one that delivers us from accidents and keep us healthy. He also makes provision for us financially.
Mm.
It was 2014 I came and I sat there. It was offering time, Papa. I only had 5 pennies. And I was so embarrassed. It's like, oh God, 5 pennies. I was very comfortable having change in my pocket because on the mission field, we only had pennies, quarters, nickels, dimes. I never had $10 or $20. So it was fine. But that evening, it was a special service. I had only 5 pennies sitting down there. I was so embarrassed. I hold my hand like this with the 5 pennies, came forward and lower it very gently so nobody will hear. Nobody will hear the dingle of the pennies. But today I want to tell you that we've been debt-free for 3 years now. And
hallelujah.
Continuing to live debt-free.
Amen.
Now, what makes this year special? One of our children said to me, Mom, you can be saying you're debt-free. You still have credit card debt. And I went, but honey, the credit card debt is just for my business expenses that their website won't take anything else. So I went to God. I said, Father, I guess there's still credit card debt. What, how are we supposed to do that so I don't owe them anything? So one day I was in the bank. The lady behind me was just chatting. Blah, 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 blah. Now they want me to pay 26%. And she just went on and on. So I finally gave her my time. It's like, what really was the problem? She said, you know what? My credit card is $50,000. We make sure it was 100. And I went, what? Like, why would you make it 100? Because I want to use it. I don't want them using me. But for some reason, things happened, and now we've used our money plus what the credit card has. And we have to pay this ridiculous percentage. I still didn't get it. When she was going, I said, tell me again. What did you say you did? She said, I just doubled the amount on the credit card. So I don't have any credit card debt. I said, really? Okay. So I went home. At the end of the day, I usually do what's called review of the day. 6 o'clock every evening, I'm in my prayer club, my prayer room, having a review of the day. And that issue came up. And I said, wow, Lord, that was this year. So I said, this year, whatever my little business card was, it's now doubled. So I don't even have credit card debt either.
Praise
and
God.
To encourage us that 5 cents went to 10 cents. And it graduated and graduated and graduated. So to be debt free, not just the exciting thing, let me say it once again, is the fact that 2024, this year we are getting into, whatever expenses, whether it's utility, whether it's gas, is already covered.
Amen.
Sitting in the bank account.
Amen.
To pay it on the first of every month.
Amen.
Even before when it's due.
Amen.
That's the God we serve.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We had the warning.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Just one thing, God, because he's great.
Yes.
If I look at 2023, all the things he has done, sometimes I even don't have words to say. Looking at my family, my wife and the kids and my extended family, the health that we have, God provides for us every single day. We still have employment. I think I mentioned to Apostle one time about all throughout the COVID situation, majority of my team was laid off, but I stayed at work.
Praise God.
Until now. So looking at all that and the studio, God has been great. If it wasn't because of him, maybe I wouldn't be here. But because of his grace and mercy, we're still here, and we thank him for that.
Praise the Lord. And promotion is coming. Praise God.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
I've been looking for an opportunity again to hold this microphone. So, yeah, flashback
it's 3 minutes.
Yeah, flashback to the immigration case. We got the citizenship this year.
Hallelujah.
I remembered one day that I went for a road test. Every document that I needed for the road test, I don't have it. So Apostle knew about it. Sometimes I will come, he will sign like a guarantor form for me. I don't have the documentation. But I don't know what happened. I got my driver's license.
Praise
my
God.
Passport, like Nigerian passport, they insisted they won't give me because I have like a photocopy. So I couldn't get a new one. I couldn't even travel on the plane. But I told them on the plane, I gave them like a document that was not signed. So I flew on the plane. When I got to the Nigerian embassy, they said they won't give me. I said, if Canada is giving me issue, not here. So I said, I'd rather sleep in this office. So eventually, I got the Nigerian passport. I brought the Nigerian passport to MPI. MPI said, no, the documentation you need to have, Manitoba Health, you need to have this, you need to have a PR. I went back and forth, collect this form, collect that form. So many things to sign. So, but lo and behold, I got, like, everything I've, like, got, like, when it comes to documentation, it's been God. If you go back, there are, like, a lot of irregularities, but God has straightened everything.
Amen.
Yeah, because praise I have my God. Passport now. Then I need to thank Papa and Mama, Sister Sherry, like, she babysat every of our children. During praise worship, she's always there. And like every people that helped us, Bro Byron, like Bro West, anytime you call them, they're always available. Yeah, like we are the right place.
Amen.
So this is the right place. Then another testimony is like I was thinking when Apostle said we should come out for testimony, I'm like, things are going on. Like, why do I need to come? But lo and behold, in my career, I did like 4 certifications this year.
Wow.
Like, when you talk about certifications in IT, they are big deal. So God helped me. I got, I did 4, and I'm still going on it.
Praise
yeah.
God.
Then I remembered one day, I was talking
to... coming.
Yeah, I was thinking, because when my sister died, I'm like, what am I thankful for and all that? So, because she passed for 6 hours and they prayed and she came back to life. So, and she spent another 2 months. So I'm like, God, why does she have to like live another 2 months? Like, you should have like just taken her and we know that she's gone. But God now told me, like, in that point, like told me, like, you've not been sick, you've not gone to the doctor all this while. Do you think it's by your power? Then I said, God, I'm so sorry. Then I stopped talking. So I want to thank God. And when we went to Montreal, we asked the husband for the things that she said last. And when he shared those testimonies, I'm like, okay, this is just God.
Amen.
So in all things, I give thanks to God.
Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah.
In 21 and 22, I had issues with my business, and it left me with a great deficit in my business. So in 23, what the Lord has done is He has increased me to the point that the profits that He had provided have paid off just about all my old debt. And
hallelujah.
We've been able to pay off. We pay some of our suppliers before they even invoice us.
Praise God.
And He left us with almost $1 million in backlog for next year.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Next, over there. Amen. God's provision.
Good. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Lord is good.
Amen.
Amen. I just want to thank God. This year, my daughter graduated from University of Winnipeg. She did. She did her master's program in information and technology, business management. And when she went back to Uganda, she got accelerated promotion.
Hallelujah. Yes. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. You give to her.
Praise the Lord.
Just before you start, is somebody online wants to, on Zoom, that would like to give a testimony? I will take 2 if there is somebody online that wants to share a testimony. Go ahead.
I want to thank God for sound mind. I remember towards the end of last year and early this year, if I step outside, maybe I'm doing something, I said I want to go and do something, I forget everything I want to go and do. So it went on and on. Then I now begin to say, no, I can't lose my mind. It's too early for me to have dementia or anything. So I was like, okay, Lord, you have given
it's
us
not,
the...
It's not too early. You'll never
no,
have
we
it.
No, we never have.
Amen. Praise
so
God.
I now begin to declare the word of God. I said, I have the... Okay. Okay, I will never have dementia and
Amen.
I will never lose my mind.
Praise
so, praise the Lord. And I begin to declare that we have not given us the spirit of fear, but of sound, of power and of sound mind and of, you know, power of love, sound mind. You know, I begin to declare it every day, every time. When that thing wants to happen, I declare it. And eventually, everything came back to normal. So I praise the Lord.
Amen.
Then I also thank God because at work, sometimes you don't even know. You go to work, you don't know what will happen. Last 2 weeks, we just went to work and everything just started. And by the time the whole thing started, it was as if, what happened? Everybody was like, what happened? I want to go to hospital. You can't go to hospital. And the whole thing turned upside down. And it was like the whole building wanted to collapse on us and only two of us, with one other girl and two other girls. And this girl was there. Anytime I step out, he threw a book at me, challenged me. We called police. Police said I don't have the right to charge the girl. I was like, okay, fine. I want to do my job. She has to get out of this place. The police says I'm the one that will go. So I was like, okay, fine. You have to allow me to do my job. Whatever you want to do, just do. But I just thank God because at the end of the day, eventually everything died down. The girl went to sleep. We finished our work. And from 4 a.m. to 7 a.m., I was by myself in that place with this particular girl. But I thank God because the Lord's protection was over me. So may his name be praised in Jesus'
Amen.
Name.
Amen. Praise the Lord. One more. Do I have anybody online that is coming on? If not, this will be the last one. And I would like the worship team back for a short 3. Go ahead.
All right, so as some of you know, back over the summer, I was making a short film as part of my schooling, which I started way back in 2021 during the whole pandemic, as the Lord led me. So upside, finished that film. Graduated school, so that was great.
Praise God.
And pretty much I thought I was going to be able to have like time to just like rest a bit, recuperate from school, but then pretty much started picking up some extra clients in terms of doing video editing. And mind you, I was doing all of this while working full-time, school part-time, had a client on the side, and I think a couple other things going on in my life. So we're just hitting the ground running, and it's great.
Praise God. Awesome. Praise God. All right. I have Sister Patsy online.
Yeah. I just want to say that at age 72, I'm a grandmother. We have been blessed with a beautiful granddaughter, Kamari Ayomedi Ogunbemi Jackson. So I just want to thank the Lord for that. He has blessed us exceedingly well.
Praise the Lord. Thank you for sharing that. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
All right, worship team.
Hallelujah. Lord, we are thankful this evening.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Thank you. We'll get some more later. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You know, when we start the New Year's Eve service, and we say we're going to be here for 3 hours, it seems so long, but it goes really fast. And I thank God for every one of you here today. Hallelujah. We're going to have the next 7-8 days together. Tonight is the first of the night. The other services are going to be at 6:30, starting tomorrow. And it's our first fruit. Amen? It's our first fruit. In the past, we've done a whole month, all the days of January. But that's not what the Lord has required of us this year. These meetings are not just put together because we want to have meetings. They are meetings that God is calling for. And it is His appointed time with us to do particular things, to hone in on particular situations that He wants to address, so that we can be better and greater in the days to come. One quick correction. We did lose one member this year, Sister Woloshin, Judy Woloshin. And it doesn't look like a death, because it's not. It's her resting, and we celebrate her, and we thank God for her and for her family. Her daughter is away. She should be back sometime this week, I suppose. And she shared a testimony with me the other day before she traveled about how things, she came back to church one service, and how things changed in her life so supernaturally. And she said, it's got to be the fact that I came back to God. That's why all these things fell in proper place and order. So thank God for that. Now, I have 7 more days to talk about 2024. But there's a particular aspect that I'm going to address tonight. But before I begin talking about that, let's consider what 24 means. 24, the year 2024. In the way that the Hebrew alphabets are put together, 24 of them. 24 represents, it is shaped like a picture. I mean, if you remember that the Lord, before He went to the cross, said to His disciples, go into town, you're going to find somebody with a pitcher. He says, follow him and ask him, where have you prepared for me? Where am I going to have my last supper, so to speak? So 24 begins then to be a time of preparation. So I'm not surprised, really. I don't know when the Lord is going to come. I really don't know. But what I do know is that this morning He was talking to us about His return. He's preparing us. And in the preparation that He's preparing us for, He's preparing us to understand that before His return, there's going to be a great conflict. I was walking into the kitchen in our house 2 days ago, and I heard the Lord. The Lord said to me, as I opened the door and I was stepping in, he said, 24. He says, the battle of governments. Governments. There's going to be, in 2024, mark these words, a great conflict in governing bodies, clashing. There's going to be a lot of clashing, not just of nations, but organizations. There's going to be a great clashing. I'm going to talk about the good part in just a moment. But there is going to be clashing because 24 represents government established. 12 is the number of government. So 24 represents double. Amen? So there's going to be an establishment of the government of God, the church. The church is about to experience some cleansing, some deep cleaning. Hello? Because the church is going to come to its rightful place. But at the same time, there is going to be a different kind of a church that is going to begin to attack the church. So be ready to see that conflict happening. Conflict between the church and government. But the amazing thing about, and I'm going to share some more about that in a moment, the amazing thing about 2024 is that it is representing a time of deep, true worship. Is the year of the priest. Amen? I know we've talked about Remember Me, and I'm going to talk about that. I'm going to talk about Remember Me and the rest. I'm talking to you about some further details. The priesthood. In 1 Chronicles chapter 24, I encourage you to read from verse 1 to 19. You'll find there the establishment of 24 priesthood levels. David put the Aaronic priesthood together, and there were 24 segments of it. In fact, remember when we were talking about Zechariah being in the temple, doing his thing? That was the assignment of that priesthood at that particular time. God is going to raise up priests unto himself. The Bible tells us in the book of Revelation about the 24 elders. Remember them? Revelation chapter 4 and verse 4. Let's look at that quickly. He says, and round about the throne were 24 seats. And upon the seats I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white raiment. And they had on their heads crowns of gold. Amen? Crowns of gold. Crown. Somebody say crowns of gold. Okay. These elders had these crowns of gold on their heads. He says, and out of the throne proceeded lightnings and thunderings and voices. And there were 7 lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the 7 spirits of God. So there, in the throne room, there is the presence and the fullness of the spirits of God, the 7 spirits of God. Every Sunday, Mama, when she's praying with us, mentions those seven spirits of God. How many of you heard her while she's praying mention the spirits of God? Praise God. Okay, go into the Word. If you don't remember, go into the Word. I'm not going to give you the passage. Go find it, the seven spirits of God. And you'll find a list in there. Verse 10. It says, and the 24 elders fall down before him that sat on the throne and worship him that liveth forever and ever, and did what? Cast their crowns before the throne, saying, thou art what? Worthy, O Lord, to receive what? Glory and what? Honor and what? Power. For thou hast created what? All things, and for thy pleasure they were created. So what does that tell you about 2024? It's going to be a time of worship where you and I surrender whatever glory and honor God has placed on our lives back to him and say, God, if it weren't for you, I wouldn't be here. Thank you for the crowns, but I place it at your feet. Are we together? Amen? So watch for that as that is activated in your spirit, man. Revelation chapter 5 and verse 8. If I had not said it, these 24 elders represent the 12 tribes of Israel and the 12 apostles. So it is the unified body. So understand that in this year, two things are going to happen. The true church is going to link up with Israel like never before. Amen? And the false church is going to attack that. So you're going to know the real, true people of God because of their heart commitment in joining with Israel, linking up. Some 30 years ago, when I talked about our connection with Israel, the church, and that the face of the church was going to change, that the church, we're going to begin to celebrate the holy days that the Jews celebrate. You know, people thought I was nuts. You know, it's not going to happen. No. You know, we are New Testament. They are Old Testament. Get what is happening now? Exactly what God spoke about. Now, I want you to see that the change is going to be very stark. It's going to be very clear. It's going to be the church that's, we stand with Israel. Doesn't matter. We stand with Israel. Because there is a blessing. The blessing of Abraham. And I'm going to talk about that on Tuesday. God willing. Tuesday is the night to honor Israel. And we're going to have a guest speaker that I'm going to interview for how many minutes? And then I'm going to share with us about our heritage, because most of us talk about the blessing of Abraham and are clueless about what the blessing of Abraham is. But we're going to come to clarity. Amen? Hallelujah. So there's these two coming together. It says here in 5:8, it says, and when he had taken the book, the four beasts and 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the what? Prayers of the saints. 2024, a year for answered prayers. Praise the Lord. God is going to remember you. God is going to remember me. Hallelujah. So here are these elders. So heaven joining with the earth. Praise God. The Bible says, and they did what? Sung a new song, saying, thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou was slain and has redeemed us to God. Redeemed us to God by the blood out of every kindred, every tongue, and people and nation. Revival is coming. Let me say it again. Revival is coming. I'll say it a third time. Revival is coming. In 2024, the gathering of God's people shall be unto him. There is going to be oneness. Praise God. Are you hearing? Praise Father. Hallelujah. And then 11 and verse 16. 11 and verse 16. Revelation 11 and verse 16. It says, and the 24 elders which sat before God on their seats fell upon their faces and did what? Worship God, saying, we give thee what? Thanks, O Lord God Almighty, which art and was and art to come, because thou hast taken to thee thy great power and hast reigned. See the conflict. He says, and the nations were what? Angry. This is what the Lord was talking about. The clash of governments. Clash. But we win. Somebody shall you, we win. We are more than conquerors. Hallelujah. The battle is going to show up in all kinds of funny places, at your workplace. But don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to stand, recognizing that God, by his mercy, has crowned you already to rule and reign with him. Hallelujah. The battle will be fierce, but we're going to win. We have already won. He says the nations were angry. He says, and thy wrath is come, and the time of the dead that they should be judged, and that thou should give reward unto thy servants, the prophets, and to the saints, and to them that fear thy name, small and great, and should destroy them which destroy the earth. You know what 24 also stands for? It stands for judgment. So watch and see what's happening in the world. Two things are going to be happening. Like never before, the clash has already started from years, but it's going to intensify in 2024. It's going to be a lot of butting of heads. But you will be the last one standing. Amen? Praise God. And finally, I'm going to share this, and then I'm going to have the worship team back for another one or two songs. And then I'm going to bring the word of the day and the other things that we're going to do tonight. Galatians, or rather 2 Samuel, chapter 21. and verse 15. If there is a time that the body needs to function as one, it is now. This is the time that not only is the minister, the leader of the church, praying for the people, but this is a time for the church to position themselves like never before to pray for their leaders. Did you hear what I said? You know, most times we come, Pastor, pray for me, pray for me. I have a need. No. In 2024, you're going to have to pray for your leaders. What did you hear me say? I hope you don't think I'm just saying words. Or you want me to say, thus said the Lord, before you know? Okay. God is going to raise up men and women whose hearts are committed and their focus is to make sure that the man of God stays secure. The Bible tells us here in 2 Samuel 21, beginning to read from verse 15. It says, moreover, the Philistines had yet war again with Israel. Someone said, had yet war again with Israel. That's a clash of governments. And David went down and his servants with him and fought against the Philistines. But this is a remarkable statement. And David waxed faint. This is the mighty giant slayer. And he waxed faint. He lost it. And because of that, his life was endangered. Are you with me? His life was endangered. But the Bible tells us something about this particular situation. It says to us, and Ishbi-benob, which was of the sons of the giant, the weight of his spear weighed 300 shekels of brass in weight. He been guarded with what? A new sword. With what? With what? The battle is not exactly the way it used to be. Hello? This giant had a new sword. That is new strategies. I hope you're hearing. These are strategies that David had not experienced before. Nobody had experienced this before. It was a new attack. And when the Bible talks about sword, remember what the sword of the Spirit is. It's the Word of God. So this is another verbal attack. Another approach that has not been used before. Guess what part of that new sword is? It is AI. It is an attack. Don't believe everything you see or hear. I don't care how many videos you saw. Because with AI, situations are going to be so manipulated. Voice prints, calibrated so that you think that's the person that you're seeing, but it's not the person. Are you hearing me? So instead of attacking your own people, pray. Hello? Love believeth all things. This is a time for you to love God's people like never before, and don't believe everything that is coming out from wherever it is coming out, because it is not always the truth. I don't know if you're hearing me yet. Okay. He's God with a new sword. And he thought to have slain David. Say thought. Yeah, it's just a thought. He's thinking, I'm gonna get him now. I'm gonna kill him now. He's faint. No. Not when you've got men of honor and integrity that say, I don't care whether he's faint, whether he's not faint, but you're not touching our guy. You're not touching him. Praise the Lord. You are not touching him. We don't believe your lie. We don't believe anything that you're saying. We don't believe what you are trying to project. No, 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 no. Love covereth a multitude of sins. Hello? Are you hearing what I'm saying to you? Okay. I pray you are. Because you are going to be faced with situations like this. But the Bible tells us that while he is doing all of that, thinking I'm going to slay him, the Bible says, but Abishai, Abishai simply means Ab, like an Abba. Abishai, father of the gift. That's what it means. Somebody who is generous. Did you hear what I just said? Somebody that is generous. He's the son of Zeruah, succored him. Now that's an interesting word. What does the word succor mean? My English folks, tell me. When you succor. Huh? What? Strengthened. Okay, what else? Helped. So what is the word of God saying? The generosity when David was weak, a generous man came around him to help him. Praise God. You have to have a generous heart. Abishai came, and what did he do? He killed the Philistine. Then the men of David swore unto him, saying, thou shalt go no more out with us to battle, that thou quench not the light of Israel. That was a mistake. He was just faint for that day, but they believed that he was, from that point on, going to be weak. And so this was a setup that got David to watch Bathsheba. Are you with me? When God has used you to help, Don't start giving advice that God did not give. God didn't tell them, okay, David cannot come with you anymore. They told David that. And so it's got to be a time when we have to be very careful as leaders not to identify with what we see or feel, but with the faith of God, recognize that God is able, well able to help us. God used you to help me, but he did not tell you to start controlling me. Hello? Because sometimes we want to control men and women of God because we've got some horaches. We've got some dollars to help them. Now, let me advise you. No, that's not how it works. The great advisor is the Lord. Amen? Support, but know your limit. Because if you support and you start controlling the man of God, he is going to fall into sin. Hello? Everybody needs to know where they are supposed to be at. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He says, and it came to pass after this. Someone say after this. After this. That there was again a battle with the Philistines at Gob. So what does that tell me? It tells me that because we have won one battle does not necessarily mean that that's the end of battles. The enemy is stubborn and he always tries to come back to fight because he believes that he's going to win. But the reality is that he's going to lose and lose every time. Amen? So they came to Gob and they began to fight there. What is Gob? Gob is a cistern. Gob is a pit. And they came to fight there. And the Bible says, then Zebekiah the Hushahite slew Saph, which was of the sons of the giant. This is another giant. And there was again a battle in Gob with the Philistines, where Elhanan, the son of Jareoregim, a Bethlehemite, slew. Remember what Bethlehem stands for, right? Is they what? House of bread. He slew the brother of whom? Goliath, the Gittite, the staff of whose spear was like a weaver's beam. And there was yet a battle. Three giants gone. They're still coming. Now, we've gone through the last three. We are about to come to this fourth one. What does this fourth one look like? He's an interesting giant. But this one is going down too. I said, this one is going down too. I said, this one is going down too. He said, and there was yet a battle in Gath. A battle in Gath. And what battle is this in Gath, and who is involved? Gath is a wine press. A wine press is a place of squeezing so that the juice comes out of the grape, so that the blood of the fruit comes out. Are you with me? So this place of squeezing, it's a narrow place, it's a tight spot. this battle is in Gath, where was a man of great stature that had on every hand 6 fingers. You see that? 6 and 6 is what? 12. And on every foot, 6 toes. Do you see that? 4 and 20 in number. What's that number? 24. And he also was born to the giant. So this is the fourth giant. In 2024, we face this particular giant. Did you hear what I said? In 2024, we're going to face this giant. And this giant is coming down too. Praise the Lord. He says, and when he defied Israel, remember what I said about the clash of governments? He defied Israel. Jonathan. Somebody say, Jonathan. Say it again, Jonathan. Jonathan means God has given. He's the son of Shimea, the brother of whom? David. This whole situation started with David. It ends with David. He's a brother of David. And this brother of David takes him on and cuts him off. He closes that page. David means beloved. You know who is going to slay this giant, this last giant? Those that know that they are loved of God. Did you hear what I said? If you don't know that you are loved of God, guess what's going to happen? This giant will take you out. No matter what you are going through in 2024, do not forget this particular statement. I am loved by God. Did you hear what I said? Are you sure you heard? Okay. What must you not forget in 2024? Say it again. One more time. Okay. Don't forget it. Because that's your key to victory. No matter what is happening in your life, I'm loved. God knows my past, my present, and my future. And he paid the price for my redemption unto him. Remember the 24 elders? You are worthy. You are worthy. I might be a sinner, but Lord, you are worthy. And my name is written in the book of life. And when you open the seal of that book, you will see that I'm in there. I belong to you. I am loved of God. Did you capish? I made certain I talked really slow so that you get it. Now I'm going to do something. I'm going to ask Brother Wes, come down. I know you're busy up there. I just need you here for a quick moment. Brother Ruben, I want you also here. What I'm about to do right now is by the instruction of the Lord. Worship team, I need you back up. I'm going to need the assistance of Mama. This is fresh oil. Come closer. If you want. I'm going to anoint these two today. They've been playing their particular role without knowing that they've been playing it, doing what God had called them to do. But today we're going to anoint you so that you are propelled supernaturally into another realm. Amen? God is going to propel you into another realm. And there's nothing the devil can do to stop it. Amen? I've kept this close to my chest. You've been a deacon, serving and serving and serving. But there is a fresh anointing that God is putting into your life that is going to bring you into the realm of the miraculous. Shakote brasante le makayate. You've been generous with your time, with the little that you have. And the Lord is saying, it's not because of the much, but because of the anointing, even a little is going to go even further than you can imagine. Lives are going to be touched locally and globally, and they've already been touched locally and globally as you've helped Mama and I to take the word of God across. A fresh anointing is coming on you right now. Come closer. In the name of the Lord, let the glory of God rest upon you. Fresh oil from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. In Jesus' mighty name, a new heart, a new discipline, a new focus. See with the eyes of the Lord. You will see far. You will hear loud and clear. Baraso prekitayataba. Ordinary people doing extraordinary things. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
So it is in Jesus' name.
Amen. Hallelujah. The hand of God is on your life. You've been in the vineyard of the Lord. For a good stretch of time. I hear God saying, speedify. Yes. there is an anointing, a yoke-destroying anointing. You are a giant slayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, grace upon grace rest upon you now. In the mighty name of Jesus, Korebalato Semprenakaya. Like the Levites of old, called to minister, God is moving you into a special place. You will cut down every contrary voice. In the mighty name of Jesus, a fresh anointing rest upon you. In the mighty name of Jesus, the anointing of God. To hear, to touch, to walk in realms by the Spirit that cannot be defined by man. You will slay many giants. In the mighty name of Jesus. From this day on, I call you Minister Reuben. In Jesus' name.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That is so correct. You know, the Lord say he's a priest.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And I see the waves of glory just moving upon your life. You've always been. That's why you can't grow in other things you have tried. But the Lord has been training you, and your time has come.
Amen.
So I'm going to just pray a prayer of protection on both of them, that the Lord will cover them and bring them to the fullness of what he has for them. So lift your hands up, close your eyes. Karabasika tarabakush. Kiandoroboson darabakahi. Kioroso mahanderibo koso kahateshia.
Ruben.
Rabose mambrote libakatoho to bahadia. Kiaroso mahande hiondoroshi kahato. Zebrato limahate heke atokashika. Shiboraso mahande yandoro sikahai. The glory of God will cover you. The fire of God will surround you. His wall of protection will cover you. Those who try to steal what God has given to you, the Lord will deal with them.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus,
hallelujah,
we put you under that covering.
Amen.
You stay under cover. Every arrogant and every prideful spirit, I break them off you now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You will be humble. Amen. The things you could not do on your own, God will begin to train you.
Amen.
You will remain humble.
Amen.
And you will stay under authority.
Amen.
And you will walk in authority.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Be covered with the word of God. Be covered with the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
And reign where you are called to.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. God bless you.
Rub your head and rub God your face.
You. Amen. Hallelujah. Give me one song.
Your face, Lord, you are my.
Amen. Thank you so very much, Worship Team. I'm going to call you up in the new year. You'll sing for us again. Yeah? Praise God. Let's give a good clap offering unto the Lord on their behalf. Amen. Okay. I have a few minutes to share the word of the Lord with us. The last segment, I was just sharing some prophetic things. Now, what I'm about to share now is the flip side of what God wants us to get tonight. Amen? Let me say this before I start. God knows everything that you've been dealing with that must not cross over with you. Amen? And today, let the sword of the Spirit cut off every connection that you have with the past that is a weight on your life, slowing you down. It is cut off in Jesus' mighty name. Praise the Lord. Now, the word that the Lord has placed in my spirit for us today is a word that the Lord gave to me many years ago when I was going to the nation of Kenya to have a conference there. I believe it must have been 89, 90, something like that. It was the year that Bush Jr. became the elected president of the United States. Prior to him being elected as president, the Lord had spoken to me about a black president that was going to come. And in this particular conference, we were addressing the issue of why Africans at that time were struggling in all the nations. It didn't matter. We had people with PhD degrees driving taxi. They were doing very well at their home country, and there was a major brain drain. Blacks were not doing well in the States. Blacks were not doing well anywhere. And Mama and I cried out to the Lord and said, "What is wrong?" And he said, "Slavery." And so I was going to Kenya, and he gave me a word. He says, "When you get to Kenya, don't you tell anybody anything," just like I didn't tell anybody anything about what we just did a moment ago. He says, "When you get there, don't tell anybody anything." He says, "But I want you to go there, and I want you to repent on behalf of your forefathers because they dropped their children. You have to deal with the issue of slavery." So there are these black Americans that were there in the meeting, and they had their sessions, and when they finished their sessions, they whisked away to their hotels. And so they were never in my sessions. But God wanted me to repent, stand for our fathers and repent before them for the fact that our fathers sold them out into slavery, and to stop blaming the white man for everything. So the last day, it's my last session, they're leaving. They left. I was so tempted to stop them, to tell them, "Please, you need to be in my session because I need to do something." I says, "I told you not to say anything to anybody." So I didn't. They got to the hotel. And as they were going into the hotel, they stopped the person who came to drop them and says, "We need to go back." "Go back where?" "To hear that young man." So the time that they left was the time that I had to prep the audience about what we're about to do. So when they came, I repented before them. I asked them if they would forgive, and they said yes. They came up. And remember, these were speakers. These were not Johnny just come. These were powerful ministers. They came, and as they stood before me, the power of God hit them. They all dropped to the ground, and they started bouncing, convulsing, like somebody that was demonized. And I'm looking at this, and what's going on here? These are preachers. What is this deliverance? Says, and the Lord spoke to me, says, the pain has been so deep within them, they didn't even know it was there. I'm delivering them. And as I finished saying that, or hearing that, I turned around and I walked in this particular direction in this, on the stage. And I said, the Lord is saying, because of what has happened here today, blacks are going to come up into high levels of authority in America. And I heard myself say, and there is going to be a black president. As soon as I said it, I grabbed my mouth. Oh, what did I just say? This is going to be false prophecy or something. How is that going to happen? But at the same time that I was making that prophetic declarations, God started moving in Chicago. 4 years later, Obama spoke for the Democratic Party. And 4 years later, when Bush was stepping out, Obama, the black man, was stepping in. And guess where he came from? He came from Kenya. Are you with me? The prophetic word changes destinies. God wants me to tell you that he sees you, he remembers you. Amen? Say, God remembers me. I'm the beloved of the Lord. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us in the book of 2 Samuel chapter 9, I don't know how much I'm going to be able to cover, but let's dive into it. 2 Samuel chapter 9 verse 1 through 13. The Bible says, and David said, is there yet any that is left of the house of Saul, that I may show him kindness for Jonathan's sake? Is there anybody left from the house of Saul? David is now king. Saul has been trying to kill him for the longest time. It was a clash of governments. David is anointed to be the new king. Saul was once anointed, but was now demonized because he was doing things the wrong way. And Saul is pursuing David and wants to kill David, but praise God, God kept David safe. Now, Saul is dead. David's best friend, Jonathan, dies with his brother, with his father, rather. But Jonathan had a remarkable thing about him. He was a believer in truth. He knew that he was the prince, but somehow he recognized in David that David was going to be the king. Even though in the natural, he was one next in line, he recognized this is a person. I pray that God will enable you to be able to ascertain and discern who is who in your life. The greatest gift you can have in your life is the capacity and the ability to be discerning, to know who's your friend and who's not, to know who's your destiny helper and who is not. Jonathan recognized who David was, and they were close pals, but unfortunately, Jonathan died. And David is now king. And he cries out, is there anybody left? I need to be a blessing to the one who loved me, who discerned without me telling them that Samuel came to my house and anointed me to be king. I didn't have to say anything, but this man saw what was in me. We need to be discerning to know who is around us. He says, is anyone left? And then he was told, he says, there was of the house of Saul a servant whose name was Ziba. Ziba means statue, or in the root word that Ziba is translated from is a word that means station. So there was this man called Station, to be stationed in a place, just like a statue. Hello? So there's this Ziba. He says, and when they had called him unto David, the king said unto him, art thou Ziba? Are you the one that's been stationed? Are you the one who is standing like a statue representing something? Are you the one? And he said, thy servant is he. And the king said, is there not yet any of the house of Saul that I may show the kindness of God unto him? And Ziba said unto the king, Jonathan hath yet a son. There's one son. Others are dead. But there's one son. But he's lame on his feet. He's a cripple. Where is he? Well, Ziba said unto the king, behold, he is in the house of Micaiah. Micaiah means sold, like a slave. He's in the house of Micaiah, the son of Amiel. Amiel means my kinsman. Wow. My kinsman is God. If God is your kinsman, you shall not be in the place called sold. There's a contradiction. And for so many of us, our lives is in a state of contradictions. You know that you should be better. You know you should be greater, but nothing is working. But today, the story changes. Your story changes. My story changes. Just like God raised a man from Kenya, where the prophetic word was given, and catapults him, a guy who worked in the streets. He had no position of honor. In fact, the only reason Obama became even part of the Senate was because the person who was there, a lady, moved out and said, you should go. And then the woman changes his mind, and Obama says, I'm already here. I'm not going anywhere. And so he battles against the person who discerned that he should be next and defeated the woman. Are you with me? That's how you're about to defeat everything that stands in your way. You're going to make it. Some say, I'm going to make it. God will locate me. God remembers me. Because of Jonathan, David remembered. He remembered the man that stood with him, that supported him, that was there to stand with him, even against his father. This friendship was thicker than blood. He says he's the son of Amiel, but he's in the place called Lodibar. Lodibar means a pastureless place, no pasture. But God says to us that he's our good shepherd. He says he will lead us beside still waters, and he will bring us into green pastures. In fact, the word of God says, as we connect with him, we shall go in and out and find pasture. But here is the one who is the son of Amiel. My kinsman is God. I'm family with God. And he is broke. He's defeated. He's lame. And how did he become lame? The Bible tells us in 2 Samuel chapter 4 and verse 4 that he became lame because the nurse that was supposed to take care of him, when they found out that Saul was dead, grabbed him and started to run away with him. And in the process of running, dropped him. I don't know who may have dropped you in your life. Maybe it's a teacher, maybe it's a father, an uncle, somebody. Somebody dropped you somewhere, and because of whatever it is that happened to you, emotionally you're damaged. Mentally you're damaged. Physically you're damaged. There are so many people walking around damaged, but that damage is going to be resolved. In Jesus' mighty name, let God wipe away your tears. Praise the Lord. The Bible says he was in that state. It says, and Jonathan, Saul's son, had a son that was lame of his feet. He was 5 years old. Someone say 5 years old. Say it again, 5 years old. One more time, 5 years old. What does five stand for? Grace. So at the time when he should be enabled with grace, that's when he was dropped. That's the irony of life. When things should really have been better, things went sour. And his story changed. He says he was 5 years old when the tidings came of Saul and Jonathan out of Jezreel, and his nurse took him up and fled. And it came to pass, as she made haste to flee, that he fell and became lame. That's serious. That you have a fall, and that's what caused you to become lame. And the Bible says, and his name was Mephibosheth. What does Mephibosheth stand for? It means one who dispels shame. A dispeller of shame. But the dispeller of shame is in a state of shame. This is not how it's supposed to be. But that name Mephibosheth, the dispeller of shame, also means exterminating idols. So he has this name, an exterminator of idols. And his life was not representative of it. Just like the lame man at the beautiful gate, stationed at a beautiful gate, but there was nothing about his story that was exciting. Somebody say, there is a turnaround in God for my life. I will fulfill my destiny. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Bible tells us in 2 Samuel chapter 9, I'll take it up from verse 3, 2 Samuel chapter 9. It says, and the king said, is there not yet any of the house of Saul? It's the house of Saul, that I may show them kindness of God. And Ziba said unto the king, Jonathan has a son left. He is in Lodibar. Verse 5. And the king says, fetch him out. Get him out. Out of the house of Micaiah. out of the house of slavery. Get him out from Lodiba. And when Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan, the son of Saul, was come unto David, he fell on his face. Remember what we talked about in the prophetic word, that this, we're coming to that year of deep worship. You watch what's going to happen in the house of God. Deep worship. Not fake. The real deal. People are going to be worshiping God. And tears are going to be running down your faces. Because it's going to come from a pure place. Hallelujah. God is cleansing his church. Praise God. And the power of God is going to be released onto us like we've not experienced it before. It's been coming little by little by little by little. But revival is coming to the land. Amen? Hallelujah. He says, he came and he fell on his face and did reverence. And David said, Mephibosheth. And he asked him, behold thy servant. And David said unto him, fear not. For I will surely show thee kindness for Jonathan thy father's sake. Because of Jonathan, I'm going to show you kindness. Not because of you. Because of Jesus, I'm going to show you kindness. Amen. This has nothing to do with you. Because of him. Because I see the blood. Hallelujah. I'm going to show you kindness. And I will restore thee all the land. Now, let me break this down a little bit. David says to him, because I remember you, I'm going to show you kindness. I'm going to show you kindness. I'm going to show you my hesed. Mercy. I'm going to show you great things. That's the first thing that happens to people that are remembered of God. They receive the chesed of God, the mercy, the kindness of God. And then he says, number two, I'm going to restore land. I'm going to restore to you property. I'm going to restore to you the heritage that belongs to you. Amen? So, Pastor, what are you saying? I'm saying that God is not just going to give to you what belongs to your father. He's going to go down to your roots. Hallelujah. I say God is going to go down to your roots. There are missing stuff. Hallelujah, that you have no clue about. Things are going to happen to you in 2024 that you're going to say, huh? Why did this happen? What did I do? How come? No, it has nothing to do with you. It has everything to do with the line of stuff that you're supposed to have connected to, that you have not connected to, but God is bringing you into. You are stepping into a time where there is a completion of seasons. Do you know there are 24 hours in a day? Oh, yes. God is complete. Every day in 2024, God is going to do a new thing for you. I say every day in 2024, God is going to do something new for you. You are going to wake up to new benefits every day. And no matter what the devil thinks, he cannot stop you. Those giants with their 24 limbs, they are coming down. All of them, they are coming down. The battle is won in Jesus' mighty name. Somebody shout hallelujah. Everybody has five fingers on one hand and five on the other one. You have to have six and six and six toes. And oh, yeah, it doesn't matter. You might be a freak, but you're not going to freak me out. You are finished. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. How many are ready to take back what belongs to them in Jesus' mighty name? There is restoration of property. You know, praise God. I believe God for property. Amen. Do you? You see, everybody has a piece of property in this planet. There's enough property for every one of them. Say, Father, I collect and I receive by faith properties in Jesus' mighty name. I didn't tell you that you have to go buy it. I didn't. Did I say anything about buying it? If God wants you to have it, you can have it. Amen? Somebody just go and say, you know what? Here. That property. The Lord said, if I don't give it to you, I'm going to die. So here it is. I don't want to die. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't know how God is going to do it, but property is coming to me. Property is coming to you. Property is coming to this church. Somebody shout hallelujah. It is already finished. This guy was in Lodibar, a pastorless place. He was in a place of slavery, sold, but he was a kinsman of God. Now, if I'm a kinsman of God, I got to have the benefits of being a kinsman of God. Amen? Say it with me. I didn't say just say amen. I say it with me. What did I say? Yes. If I am blessed and highly favored, I must be blessed and highly favored. It must show. Amen? Hallelujah. No sweat, no struggle about it. It just happens. It's sticking on me. Hallelujah. Praise God. So that's restoration of property. The word of God goes on. He says, you're going to eat bread at my table continually. It's right there. And David said unto him, fear not. That's the first thing you must not do. Fear not. And what casts out fear? Perfect love. You knowing that you are the beloved of God. Did I tell you that? That's the key to your 2024, that you've got to know that you are loved of God, the chosen of God. Hallelujah. Don't forget that. Because if you forget that, not anything I'm saying to you right now will not work for you. You've got to start out with no fear. I am loved of God. And that perfected love of God cast out fear. Fear is not cast out by prayer. Let's cast out the spirit of fear. No. Love. The person's got to understand, I am loved. You want to cast out fear? Do you know God loves you? I don't know. I'm such a terrible. Do you know he paid the price for your sins? Yeah. Do you know he was buried? Yeah. And he was in the grave for 3 days? Yeah. Well, he was in the grave for 3 days because day number one, he dealt with your past. Day number two, he dealt with you, your present. Day number three, he dealt with your future. So you are covered. Hallelujah. Heaven, earth, under the earth. Everywhere you are covered. Someone say, I'm covered because I am loved. I am the apple of God's eye. Hallelujah. David says, you're going to eat at my table continually. What I eat is what you're going to eat. Somebody shout hallelujah. But here, Mephibosheth. The Bible says he bowed himself and said, "What is thy servant that thou should look upon such a dead dog as I am?" The man is being told something good is happening. Why are you thinking about me? I'm a dead dog. Do you know when you spell God backwards, it spells dog? Yeah. And anytime you don't connect with God, you start acting like a dog. Wake up. Do you capish? Don't act like a dog. Act like the one that God has graced. You are my kinsman. You're my family. We're family. Huh? We're family. And as family, we take care of business. Praise the Lord. I'm going to take care of business for you. Anybody mess with you? We're going to take care of business. Yes. God, you think I'm kidding around? I said, God is going to take care of business. He's out for you. He's the one who watches over you. And he's your father and your fighter. He will fight for you. He's never lost a battle. And he's never lost a war. He wins every time. Amen. He says, "You want to sit with me?" Then the king, notice, the king did not even listen to him. Bible says the king called. Called Ziba. Are you ready? We're going to welcome in the new year, and then I'm going to continue. Amen? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Are you ready? Let's give me a countdown so that we can celebrate the new year together. And as I continue, praise God. Happy New Year. Amen. Glory to God. It's a blessed new year. Hey. 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 Blessed new year. Amen.
Hold on. Happy New Year.
Blessed New Year. Happy New Year. Amen. Celebrate, 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 celebrate. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. It's 2024. Amen. It's 2024. I say it's 2024. Amen. Glory to God. You made it. You made it. We made it. Glory to God. You're going to eat bread at the table of the Lord continually. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Turn off Mama's mic.
It's on. Praise the Lord. All right. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Okay. Finish greeting your people and then settle down. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Okay. We'll continue celebration. Settle down. Let the flow continue. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You have plenty of time to do more hugging. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I'm waiting for some of you. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
There's definitely, I just want to confirm, praise the Lord, you know, this about the properties. It is coming. I said something to you this morning. I said some people are going to receive what? I didn't say property. I said some people are going to receive what? What did I say in the morning? I said great blessings are coming.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But and I did not say to whom. I said to some people. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And I said, get ready for it. Okay. So I called just one of the people as the Lord releases me to, and I said, get ready. And I see you having land. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I always try not to expose people, then they become target. So I just want them to receive what God has said.
Amen.
So if I were that person, I'll be it's confirmed. I did not tell Apostle anything.
No.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I know he speaks to him, he speaks to me. I'm not a guess and miss person. If it is, it is. If it isn't, it isn't. I don't have to prove anything to anybody. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
If the Lord says it is, it is.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
So that person is going to be so blessed. But you know what? Have you been taught in this house? You have to say what?
Me too.
And it is said already, it's been pronounced, that it's not something you're going to buy. It's something that is going to be given to you.
Amen.
I say, I receive properties.
I receive properties.
I receive properties.
I receive properties.
For me and my household.
For me and my household.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Lord, we do more than what he says.
Amen.
Now that confirmation about, he asked me if I wanted to say something. I said, just go ahead. But now I have a release, so I decide to say. So
Amen.
You continue a moment. You know, about conflict and wars. I've shared a few with him, but I do see issues coming up. But you will remain in safety.
Amen.
I sort of prayed it this morning. We will remain protected.
Yes.
But things are coming up, and they're coming up speedily. Remain under cover. Remain in the will of God. Remain in that place of worship. When you are in that place of worship with God, you are covered.
Yes.
Because God will inhabit you.
Mm.
Inhabit your praise, and he also covers you.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
Pray that you are not in the place where disaster is. You will escape all
of
it, you and your household.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We have to pray for Asia countries. We have to pray for European countries, and we have to pray for North American countries. Big issues are coming. Pray that there is no war. Pray that you are not in the place where bombs are set up. Pray where you are not invaded. A word for the wise. Pray them away in
Amen.
Jesus' name.
Praise the Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. When the Lord is speaking to us about things, we must not take it lightly. You are positioned here so that you can hear and receive keys that will grant you grace to escape every agenda of the enemy. Amen? So there is restoration of property, and there is eating of bread at the king's table. That is God elevating you. Amen? You're going to sit with people in 2024 that will cause you to shake your head and say, how did I get here? How on earth am I sitting at this table? How did this happen? It's going to happen for you. It's going to happen for me. If you don't want yours, I will collect yours too. Amen? The Word of God says, watch this. He calls Ziba. He says, and he called he called Ziba, Saul's servant, and said unto him, I've given unto thy master's son. This is God announcing what he has done to the hearing of others. All that pertained to Saul and to all his house, everything that pertains to the heritage of Saul, meaning the family of Kish, all of that, I've given it to this son. Thou therefore, watch this. Thou therefore, I want you to read this with me. Thou therefore and thy sons and thy servants shall till the land for him. Stop. You are going to do what? Till the land for him. He's not going to have to work hard. You are going to work hard for him. While he's resting, work is being done. Because God said to us, this is the year to remember me and the year of what? Rest. Two things, he said. Huh? Okay. So here's Mephibosheth. He's going to rest from all of his struggles. And others are working for him. They've been stationed. Ziba, you've been stationed to take care of him. Those that God has assigned to help you accomplish his divine purpose for your life have been stationed, and now they are going to be commissioned to do what they are supposed to do for you, for me, for us. Somebody shout hallelujah. And let's continue. And thou shalt bring in the what? The fruits that thy master's son may have food to eat. Huh? But Mephibosheth, thy master's son, shall eat bread always at my table. Now, there is a statement here that we might think is just there for nothing. He says, now Ziba had how many? 15 sons and how many? 20 servants. How many does that mean? 35. Someone say 35. Say it again, 35. One more time, 35. What is 35? 35 is 5 times 7. 5 times 7 is what? 35. 5 is the number of what? 7 is the number of what? Completion. But one thing that you have not considered is that 7 is a number for rest. And God, on the 7th day, rested. God is saying, I'm bringing you to a time of complete rest, enabled and equipped. But watch, they are going to bring all that fruit so that they can bring it to the king's table? Ah. You don't have to bring anything to the king's table. You know, it's not like, you know, what do they call it, potluck? when you're at the royal table, it's not potluck. Everybody cook their stuff and bring it and share. There's no bring it so that we can share. Let me taste some of. No, no. The king's table is provided for by the king. So what is all of this? It's the overflow. Somebody say overflow. They are working for me for the overflow. The overflow that I can spread. Hallelujah. More than enough for me and my household. And a lot to give away. I can be generous. Hallelujah. Because I am covered. Oh, I don't think you're hearing me. Are you hearing me? Yes. 35. Complete grace. Receive it now in Jesus' name. I say, receive it now in Jesus' name. I say, in Jesus' name, receive it. God is sending help. Say, I receive the help that is due me now. I will be identified. I will be remembered. And I will come to my fullness. Watch Mephibosheth. Word of God says, he says to the king, according to all that my lord the king had commanded his servant, so shall thy servant do. As for Mephibosheth, said the king, he shall eat at my table as one of the king's sons. He was a son of one that was supposed to be king, but recognized that that position was meant for somebody else, David. But even that, do you think if David became king, Jonathan would have been out somewhere? They would have been buddies sitting together, chatting together, fist bumping together, joking around together, because they are family, friends. And that which was meant to be, that won't have been, was established for Mephibosheth. So shall what God has ordained for you to have be part and parcel of your life, all of your days, you and your children. Receive that. You are a kinsman of the Most High God. You are a son of the Most High God. I conclude with this last part. I'll continue tomorrow. It says, and Mephibosheth had a young son whose name was Micah. He had a son. And the name of that son was Micah. What does Micah stand for? Micah, the name Micah means who is like God. While he was going through his struggle, he had a son. And that son was a prophetic declaration about the days that were ahead of him that he did not know. The name of that son is who is like God. I'm in this mess. I don't know how I can get out of it. I cannot show my face and say, I am Jonathan's son. My grandpa is Saul. I don't know what is going to happen. Maybe David might kill me. Like my brothers and everybody else died. Maybe. You are lame, but not dead. Let me say that again. You may have been lame, but you're not dead. And as long as you are alive, as long as you have breath within you, as long as you can praise God, God will locate you. Somebody say, God has located me, and my story has changed. Amen? He had the son Micah, so that he can, when he looks at Micah, he will always remember who is like God. Only God could have made this possible. Only God. You're going to answer the goodness of God in your name. And if your name is not good, God will change it for you. But he doesn't have to, because there was a guy called Jabez. His name was Sorrow. And the man cried out to God and says, oh, that thou would bless me indeed. Oh, that you will barak and barak me. Bless me, indeed, indeed. Bless me indeed. Turn my story around, enlarge my coast. Remove pain and grief from me. The Bible says God heard him and God answered his prayer. And remember one thing we said early when I was giving the prophetic declarations, and I'm still doing that. I said, this is the time of answered prayers. Remember that? Get ready. Prayers that you think will never be answered because it's too late. The pot is being stirred. The smell. And God says, yeah. Yeah, let's do that. Let's do that. Let's do that. Let's do that. And you are about to be overrun with the goodness of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. No matter how fast you run, surely goodness and mercy shall it shall overtake you. It shall not just follow you, it shall overtake you. Amen. I'm going to talk to you about that overtaking grace on Tuesday. Blessed be the name of the living God. Amen. Well, tonight, the first giant was destroyed by Abishai, which means a generous person, the gift of God. Your giving tonight is going to represent two things. It's going to be a giving of thanksgiving for 2023. We are going to assign your giving tonight to 2023, if you want it that way. Or you can use it for 2024. But this week, I want to challenge us, every one of us, to be generous, because we want to slay the giants. Amen? Hallelujah. And the first giant that was destroyed, thought that he could take David out. And there are things that the enemy is thinking that he's going to do in 2024 to take us out as a church. He's just thinking it. But that's not going to happen, because generosity comes and says, not on my watch. Amen? So let us start right now by giving generously to God an offering of thanksgiving unto the Lord. Amen? I'm going to give one for 2023, and I'm going to give my first for 2024. Please get me my wallet. Come, let's give unto the Lord. Thank you. January 1st, 2024. If you're writing a check, remember, we're changing now. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Rise with me. As you continue to give unto the Lord, positioning yourself. Please put the poster for the next set of meetings starting tomorrow, if you may. I want us to see something in that poster. God is positioning us, every one of us, for the miraculous. He says, remember me, Lord. And what's the next statement? Positioned for what? Miracles. Get positioned. Because the master quarterback is bringing you to the place where you can have touchdowns. Amen? He will connect with you. But you've got to listen to the instruction that was given while you were in a huddle. You know what a huddle is, right? When you come together, this is a game plan. Go straight 10 yards and switch off. Go left. Another 5 yards and then straight. I'm going to connect the ball with you over there. And you guys block that person and you block that person. And you know that guy? Just stand in there, let him run you over. But don't let him touch the guy I'm throwing the ball to. And he goes and he pulls back. And he goes and and a good quarterback knows how to connect with the ball. You see, when you're running to catch that ball, to make that final, you don't keep on looking back because you trip. You just do what you're supposed to do, not looking back, but at the right time, you look back and wow, touchdown! You are going to have many touchdowns in 2024. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pronounce that over your life. I pronounce that over this ministry. Everyone that is connected to this household of faith, you will not stumble, you will not fall, you will not be lame, because God is your healer. Hallelujah. Mephibosheth was blessed, but he remained lame. And because of that, Ziba took part of his inheritance. That's not what's going to happen to you. Lift up your hands. Make it four now. Jesus, we are here. Jesus, we are here. Jesus, we are here. We are here for you. Jesus, we are here. Jesus, we are here. Jesus, we are here. We are here for you. Master, we are here. Savior, we are here. Redeemer, we are here. We are here for you. Oh Lord Jesus, we are here. Jesus, we are here. Jesus, we are here. We are here for you. My provider, we are here. My protector, we are here. Emmanuel, Father, we are here. You said you will remember us. And you gave us an example in your word on how David remembered Mephibosheth. Lord, by that remembrance, everything turned around. He was no longer stuck in Lodibar, a pastureless place. Father, we thank you that the land that you give to us is not going to be a pastureless land. It will be a land that is fruitful, a land that will yield its strength to us. We thank you, Lord, that you have blessed us, O God, with destiny helpers. Lord, we receive everything that is good and perfect from your hand. And we thank you, Father, that which does not belong in our lives is exterminated. Just like the name of Mephibosheth, the extermination of idols. Let every idol in our lives be exterminated now in Jesus' mighty name. May you be God and be God alone in our lives. Thank you, Father, for your favor. Thank you for the givings of your people. Thank you for your anointing, Lord, upon every son and every daughter in this house. Lord, oh God, meet them at the point of their needs and turn their lives around for your glory and your honor. In Jesus' mighty name, we decree it so. And all of God's people together said, in Jesus' name, yes. They said, 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 yes. And amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Happy New Year. The last thing we're going to do tonight, I'm going to put oil in the hands of Mama and on my hands. And I'm going to ask you to come through. We're going to touch our hands together. And that's the release of the miraculous in your life. Amen. We bless the saints that are watching in Toronto, you guys, and John Bisson in the States. Just come. We're going to start with you guys. We're going to stretch our hands towards you. You stretch your hands towards us. And the rest of you, you can just line up all over. Those of you that are watching on YouTube and on Facebook from different parts of the world, in Europe, in Africa, in South America, we stretch our hands towards you. Zoom to our hands, please. Zoom into our hands. Hallelujah. We touch you. We connect with you. And we declare the blessings of God to overflow in your life. Let this year be an extraordinary year for you. God is changing, turning things around in your life. Be blessed and be highly favored of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, praise God. Mama and I are going to stand. Have a blessed new year. blessed new year. Your hand, your hand. Blessed new year. Blessed new year. Blessed new year.